The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do, and other things as well. And boy, we're going to have some fun today. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Guess who's back in the box? Aaron Rabold. Fresh from Colorado. I'm sure he's got some great stories. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page now that Aaron is back. Just send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. Never know what you might hear on the breaks.
Never know.
And it's a Tuesday. Hopefully, you know what? Just you guys keep your bad moods to yourself today. We're going to have some fun. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you, Freddie?
No, not much. I'm just enjoying life.
That's all we can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Oh, I've decided everybody's just too mean to each other. So.
No, I mean, some people deserve it. Like, let's just face it. Some people, they should be mean to each other.
Breaking news. Guess who went on the reserve injured list for your Texans?
Tell me. I'm guessing it's a tight end.
It is a tight end. I bet you can guess the tight end.
Is it Jordan Akins?
It is not Jordan Akins.
Oh, okay. It's a tough call. Is it Daniel Fells?
It is not Daniel Fells.
Oh, so there's another tight end on the roster.
Yeah.
What could have...
And remember how well he played last... Well...
No, Kali Waring, who again is apparently just not a football player.
He's apparently broken, and they've signed Pharaoh Brown.
Yeah, they brought in guys today. You knew that something was going on. And Pharaoh Brown's he's a big body.
Yeah.
You know, 6'6", Oregon guy, and was a good player in college. I don't know what he is in the NFL, but this isn't really about their tight end depth because it's not like Waring played last week anyway. It's more about the wasted draft pick that is Kali Waring.
Yeah. Third round pick. What did you expect?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what he's supposed to be.
The trend continues,
but
right?
Keep in mind that all you have right now are third round picks, so maybe you don't want to miss on them. But
you need to start figuring those things out.
Yeah, and it's not like I mean, again, I wasn't out there, so I couldn't really, make judgments of my own, but I was told he wasn't all that impressive in practice and camp. So,
well, now the world will never know.
Well, he's always been a long-term project, but year three, that's where we're going to see him. Year three. I mean,
cannot wait. By the time, so he'll play 1 year and they'll go, you know what? He practices hard. Let's give him a mega extension.
He practices hard, except when he breaks. Oh man. So,
but yeah, not really a surprise.
No. So for those of you who thought, here's another weapon. You might have another weapon. Not so much.
You might someday.
God, they really are. This really is the time loop. I was right about it yesterday. The Texans are the freaking time loop from Doctor Strange. Here's a third round pick.
No.
Yeah. They're so predictable. Oh, 4-9 says, I'm hungry. Can y'all talk about food the first segment? Rather not. I'm trying not to eat right now.
I ate some sausage and cheese for lunch. And you would think it would be like, it sounds delicious. I like sausage. I like cheese. Incredibly unsatisfying when, like, I don't know. I just want a burger.
I had a burger patty for lunch.
Okay.
Just the patty. So, yeah, real... Well, I got too fat. I had to get serious, so I'm getting serious now. So
okay, that's good for you.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes two of us. NFL last night. I hit the old sweeperooski on the NFL last night.
Yeah.
I had the Steelers, and I had the Broncos +3, And there's a couple things I want to mention about both those games. We'll start with the Steelers game. What did you think of the Herb Street broadcast? I thought it was really,
I only
got
to listen to a little bit because I was driving most of it, but I thought he was really good. I wish he'd do NFL.
Yeah, if that was just a really well-done broadcast.
If that was my Monday Night Football booth for the rest of the season, I would be... I guarantee you, I'll make a bold statement here. I don't think I'd mute the thing the whole season.
I'm right there with you. I will say this, though. I'm guessing the Game 2 crew, that's the regular crew.
I think I had it muted. I was doing something while I was watching.
It wasn't bad. Mm. I know, like, the...
Well, anything's going to be better than what they had last year.
Yeah, I mean, the popular thing to do would probably be say, well, they were terrible. Monday Night Football crew is awful. But I thought Steve Levy, Louis Riddick, Brian Griese, I thought it was... I didn't think it was anything special.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to enough of that one to really judge either, but because what I heard of Herb Street, I loved. I like Riddick, though. I've always thought that he's got a pretty good future at this if they, you know, keep him on the right track. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I said I heard a little, but not enough to really judge.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And there's some people saying, oh, Greasy's just trying to be a knockoff Romo. Well, they're both quarterbacks. They both know the game kind of the same way.
And if you're going to be a knockoff of something, that's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. So, I thought that both broadcasts were pretty solid. I didn't have a problem with either one. What I did have a problem with was clock management. And normally on a night like last night, I would say, well, who's the king of bad clock management? Steelers are playing. It's my boy Mike Tomlin.
Can I just say, do you not feel like Bill O'Brien isn't even in the bottom three when it comes to clock management? And he's horrible, but
yeah, he's not good, but he ain't touching some of these guys. But Mike Tomlin didn't have any massive clock management miscues in their game.
They had a big enough lead by the end that, you know.
But boy, that Titans-Broncos game, it was loaded down with clock mismanagement. And it seemed like the Titans were mismanaging the clock for a good, and boy, they had some dumb luck. Every call was going their way. They could have easily, and now I won't say not everything went their way because their kicker is.
I'm guessing he's washing cars tomorrow.
Oh my goodness! But everything was going their way except for the actual scoring. But they were not doing a great job managing the clock. But then that last drive, how this happens? How Denver leaves multiple timeouts on the board, knowing they're going to. And I mean, obviously, they've missed a bunch of kicks. Maybe you think they're going to miss another one, but you've got to consider. Well, it's a pretty short kick. The odds that he's going to miss four field goals and an extra point in one night, that's got to be pretty slim. Just at least leave some time on the clock for you to make something happen.
Well, I have Vic Fangio's explanation.
Okay, give it to me.
He says it was twofold. One,
it was a bad choice.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, let's hear it in his words. Although I do want to kind of stop after where he says I didn't want to extend the drive where they could get closer because that deserves a little bit of analysis.
Well, it was twofold there. One, their field goal kicker had obviously been having his problems, so I didn't want to extend the drive to where they could get closer.
Okay,
number one,
stop right there. What? I mean, you're trying to stop them from getting, you know, they're going to get the field goal, at least an attempt.
By the way, yeah. And
so calling a timeout is going to get them closer?
No, when you call a timeout, it's not like they say, okay, timeout, stop the clock, move the ball up 5 yards. That's not how football works. We all know this.
And don't give me the, well, it gives them a time to work on a play. It gives you time to work on a defense. Yeah. And guess what? You know what the play is? The ball's going to the running back.
Yeah. Just a very, very...
Derrick Henry is getting the football. I can tell you that. The whole place can tell you that.
I don't see a reasonable justification for
it. Okay, now play the number two part.
And number two, you know, we would have used the timeout, but we got the running back out of bounds. We would have used the second timeout, but they threw an incompletion, you know, which would have given us one left when we got the ball back. So that was part of the thinking there.
Okay, those two things are true. They also happened with 31 seconds left.
Yeah.
If you call the timeout with 1:27 to play, you're going to get the ball back with a little over a minute.
I mean, to me, it sounds like a guy who blew it. And it's sometimes it's tough to say, you know what? I blew it.
Yeah.
But that's all we're asking for. That's all we want to hear. Because really, no explanation is a good one. And again, luckily, the Broncos were +3. But if I'd played it early, if I'd thought, oh, I like the Broncos early, which I didn't. At a pick 'em, I didn't like either one of these teams. But if I'd played it early, I'd be pissed.
You know what I did? I followed the advice that you and Eric gave me yesterday.
You're a smart man.
I hit the Titans hard at pick 'em right when the Von Miller news came out. And then, of course, Cortland Sutton's gone, too. So I'm feeling really good about Titans pick 'em. And then when it gets to 3, you were saying, yeah, it's a perfect time to middle it. And then Eric agreed, right? So guess what I did?
You're a double winner.
Punch Broncos +3. So I'm very glad that Mr. Guskowski decided to miss all those field goals. I'm very glad that Vic Fangio decided not to give his team time because I wound up hitting both.
It worked out perfect.
And that doesn't happen very often. And there's rare times to do that. But I think, you know, because I hadn't really thought about it until you mentioned it yesterday. And then I said, you know what? This is a 3-point swing. I think these two teams are pretty even. So perfect time to do it. And ding, 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 ding. So I was happy with that.
Well, that's a good feeling.
But
the old middle is a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I can't tell you. I mean, I can count on one hand how many times I've actually pulled it off. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not something you hit very often. And something weird has to happen to move the line enough to make it worthwhile. But, yeah, and a little shout-out to the Dallas Stars who are going to the Stanley Cup.
Yes, they are.
One of my two remaining tickets. I have Stars +350 to win the whole thing. And I have Islanders at 24-1, but they're not getting – I mean,
they're in trouble.
They're probably done tonight. But, unfortunately, there's no way to make any money by trying to bet Tampa because Tampa's the heavy favorite. But that Stars ticket, if I hit that, will cover all of my future bets and will guarantee me a profit while they were in the bubble.
Okay.
So, it's not a huge ticket, but – you know, that's the one I was kind of hoping that Islanders at 24-1 would at least get to the finals. But, oh, well. Hey, I got to tell you guys about Harry's Razors. And I come in here clean shaven every day. And, you know, I don't have to cover up my face with a mask. I do it. But it's because I'm nice and clean shaven. And it's all because of Harry's. And, man, I love these Harry's Razors. They've got new razors now. They improved them. They went out and made things better. And guess what they didn't do? Raise the price. Think about how often that happens. People go and make things better, and then they charge you more. No, Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. They'll last a long time now. That's the one thing I've noticed is, I get through almost a week before I have to change blades. And that's, it's sometimes longer than that. And you could get these new sharper blades in big box drug and grocery stores near you. But how about this? Here's a better idea. You can get a trial set for, how about this, $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. And it's available wherever you shop. That's on Walgreens, CVS, places like that. But if you go online, Harry's has a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 with free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. How about Aaron dropping Vic Fangio audio right off the bat? Well done, sir.
I do what I can. I mean, I was watching most of that game, and then, well, I watched all the way to halftime on the plane, and as you start taxiing, they shut down the entire TV system, so right as the second half was about to kick off, boom. And it took me long enough to get home. It was over by the time I got there.
So
to be prepared.
How was Colorado?
It was fun. A lot of great beer. The wedding was in the middle of the mountains that you had to take a bumpy one-lane road that was an hour long just to get from the hotel to the actual place where they got married in the middle of the mountain. And it was freezing cold.
In the middle of the mountain?
In the middle of the mountain.
Wow, like dwarves?
Like the valley in between. The two peaks?
So in the middle of two mountains, not just the middle of one mountain.
Well, I mean, technically there were about three or four different
mountains. Did they get married in Mordor, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, did they find a bunch of dead dwarves in there?
He actually was an elf for a while, so...
What does that mean?
I was just going along with it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were serious. Now, if you're going to do this, you got to get it right. Dwarves are the one that lives in the mountains.
Yeah, she was the dwarf.
Elves live in the forest, so he lives in the forest.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He actually grew up in Alaska,
so
yes, he did.
Stop it.
Well, you're grumpy today.
Make it stop.
Oh, man.
I am grumpy today. I woke up with a throbbing headache. Last night I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have myself a glass of whiskey. I've been not drinking beer now for 2 weeks, and it sucks, and I don't like it. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have some whiskey, and I drank one glass of whiskey. Now it was a healthy pour. But it wasn't anything like out of the ordinary for me, certainly. And so I drink my glass of whiskey and I go to bed and I just wake up with this throbbing headache, like a hangover headache. And I'm like, what? How's this even possible? But I guess I was maybe a little dehydrated when I went to bed and didn't drink any water. And because the diet that I'm on, I need to drink extra water and I haven't been drinking extra water. And yeah, I felt like garbage this morning. But it's all better now. It's all better now. But
it's not like you didn't have to deal with any work stuff last night, or you didn't get into Twitter
wars.
I'm
so amused by this. I don't know why. I don't know what is so funny about it.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I think I can't.
It's
stop
really
laughing.
Not. It's so typical. It's radio guys are giant crybabies. We all know this.
That's why it was perfect.
And one thing I will say for Fred and I, whatever the case is, Fred and I have had plenty of fights on the radio, plenty. As soon as the mic's off, guess what? We don't care. It's over.
We're usually laughing about it.
Because neither one of us, like, that's the craziest thing. They were fighting about a sports opinion.
That's what's so funny to
me. It's unreal. I've never been that passionate. And to their credit, those guys both are way more passionate about sports than I am. I don't know that I'm that passionate about anything, to be honest. But
me either.
But they are into it. And so when they start questioning each other's, you know, knowledge or whatever, preparation, I mean, that's like slapping each other in the face, basically. And they take it very seriously. Whereas... at the end of the day, when Fred and I finish a segment where we've been argumentative, I don't go home at night and say, God, I can't believe Fred hasn't come around to my way of seeing this. I can't believe he could possibly disagree with me after all the arguments I presented. Like, it doesn't even cross my mind. Like, if Fred has a totally different opinion from me, I want to discuss it on the air because that's what the show is.
Yeah, I think it makes for good radio. And frankly, I feel like, and I think you're the same way, I feel like I can say whatever the hell I want because as can you, and it makes for better discussion. But most of the time, as soon as it's done, we're laughing about it.
I got you. Yeah, I'm open to debate on things. Like it doesn't bother me to discuss it. But once it's over, to me, that's just the end of it.
And I've only had two situations in my career because I've been fortunate working with you and Matt, where I've had that kind of relationship where it's, you know what, you know, basically say whatever we want. And it's not, nobody's getting upset over it. We're just, you know, if it makes good radio, it makes good radio. But I've had two situations where people got legitimately mad. One was during the trial run for your job. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that everybody just raved about and said he was like the best in the world. And so I talked to him about an hour before the show and kind of went over everything, and he acted completely disinterested. And then when he got on air, he was just awful. And so finally, halfway through the show, I just had to kind of take over. I said, this is just bad radio.
And he was mad about it?
Yeah, and he was just bitching and everything else. And I just diffused it and finally said, okay. And unfortunately, it was only a two-hour show.
All right.
And then there was one time when you were gone and somebody was filling in where they got on a topic that I thought was just silly, and I told them that, and they got mad about it. And both times, you just diffuse it. Yeah. You know, you just say, you know what? If you're that passionate, that excited about it, go ahead. Run with it. Fine. I'm not going to get into a fight with you over it. That's just silly.
And there's times that you've wanted to talk about things that I thought were ridiculous. Been times that I've wanted to talk about things you thought were ridiculous or you thought were tired. That's just part of, right, you know, hosting a show together. That's going to happen.
We still wind up doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. It's just, but I think, listen, I love both those guys to death. I think they were both in the wrong.
I do too.
And I think, at some point.
Because Joel Blank was like, yeah, as much as he's friends with both of them, I guess. He's like, I think that's on Creighton. And I was like, well, yeah, it's on Creighton. It's on Braddock, too. And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, dude, he left.
Yeah, I thought.
Joel was like, what? I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yeah, you got to watch it. You got to watch the Twitch. It's the best.
Yeah, it's on everybody. It's a bad look. And you know what? I've talked to Creighton today, and they've ironed it out, and it's all good. But yeah, I mean, I don't get it. But
I thought Jason, I don't think he was wrong when he kept saying, I don't know the teams. Why they couldn't drop that, I don't know. At some point, I think he was right about that. But then I also think just shutting down and not doing a segment is unacceptable. And that's where it got bad. But I think my favorite part, and I watched this four times because it's so damn funny to me. And sorry, guys, but when you do something public, and I think it's funny, I'm going to talk about it. The Twitch break right before they come back for the hour, where they're just going after each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obvious that they're both pissed off, and then as soon as the music starts, Patrick just goes right into the regular opening for hour number two.
Yeah,
and it's late. Yeah, it's Patrick Ray and Jason Braddock, Tyler Scott behind the glass. It's like, hey, you can get on us on Twitter. And just like, I mean, it just like he turns on the thing. It's the funniest thing ever because like 2 seconds before they're just like. Rrr. So I that's what I found funny, that and the whole the end when, you know, really bitch, really bitch. Like, my God, I'm like watching teenagers. Anyway, that's my take. So
yeah. And Dustin says, was AJ being a bitch last night? I mean, I don't know. How was I being a bitch?
Yeah, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. No, I listen, it's. Again, unfortunately, it's not something new for me. It's something that, since I've taken this job, I've realized something about what a program director is. It's like I thought it was going to be like, you know what? I'm going to get to talk to guys about, you know, how they can get better at doing radio, what like some of the technical stuff they can do better, and you know, give people feedback. And I was like, it sounds interesting to me. So that's my, and I, you know, scheduling all this play by play, like, you know, I'm excited by things like that. Well, little did I realize that what this job really is you're a babysitter / marriage counselor. That's the job. That's not what I signed. It's not what I thought I was signing up for.
But I did warn you about this before you got involved, that's the hardest part is having to deal with egos. And I got to tell you, this group you have here, nothing compared to the ones I had to deal with at the Chronicle. Well, I mean, you want to talk divas, but not the ones, you know.
I think everyone here has had a moment of diva-ishness since I've been doing this, but
yeah, you do have some divas. There's no question.
It is what it is, but that was last night was just another example of drama. And you know, that's what I signed up for, I guess.
Well, it is, and guess what? It's not fun. That's why it's funny to me. And I'll tell you right now, if I were still in charge of Sports Map, I'd have that whole Twitch audio as the main thing on the page. I'd be sending it to Bro Bible. I'd be trying to get it to go viral because I think it would. You know me. I like to look for any kind of promotion. So that's why that's why it's kind of fun to sit back and not have to be the guy in the middle of it. So sorry. But yeah, I think both those guys need to. They'll work it out. They'll chill. But I can't. I'll just say this. So this is kind of a PSA for everybody. How much better has it made your life to ever get that pissed off over something unimportant? How does that make your life better?
It's not. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. No, you know, like, oh. You know what? That was totally worth it. That's not real.
I mean, I'm just curious. I think everybody, especially in 2020, everybody is a lot more on edge than they've ever been. And I think maybe it's time for everybody just take a step back, relax a little bit, and realize that not all of this is life and death.
Yeah.
And you know what? Next time, smoke a bowl on the break. Maybe you'll chill a little bit. That's all. You know, do a shot of whiskey and just chill. I think I think that the great man Will Ferrell had it right in Semi Pro. Everybody love everybody. I think it was Semi Pro, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, could be. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. I'm rarely wrong on bad movie references, but I think just let's all step back. I saw you in a Twitter battle last night that somehow I was tagged on, and I'm like, what the hell? Everybody just chill. It's all going to be okay. At some point today, I'll have non-pedo positive Rona news for you.
All right. That's what we really need.
Yeah. Well, what we really need is to keep betting, and my bookie is where you want to go, and that's where I got in on that little middle last night. And whatever you want to bet, you want to get in on the hockey tonight? You think the Islanders might pull it off? Hey, you got a game seven, or game one, excuse me, in basketball. You got a game seven. There's plenty of things to bet on, and there's all the football. All the odds are already up most of the odds are already up for the NFL, so you can get in early. And it's all on MyBookie. And you want to do parlays, you want a live bet. You know, my man Jerry Bowe's always tweeting out live bets. They got you covered on that. And this is the place to go. Easy deposits and withdrawals. That's the best part. When you win, they pay. A lot of these sites I've really had problems with in the past. Not my bookie. Man, you win, that money shows up. Join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. Get in on the action with my bookie. Whatever sport you're into, they have you covered. I have a friend who kills tennis, and he bets tennis on my bookie. You can do the same. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, they pay. My bookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And J-Rap says, Semi-Pro's not a bad movie, but a good reference. I didn't mean a bad movie reference. I meant a obscure movie reference. I apologize. So, yeah. Sometimes I get things wrong, man. That happens. Do you see... And here's another thing, people getting in trouble for trying to be funny. The whole Maria Taylor thing last night. Did you see this? That the
That guy got fired, which is crazy to me. It's a dangerous world, the media world. Like, you say anything, and I get he worked for CBS. It's not like quite like us working for an independent station, but it's dangerous. And apparently he had a history of doing some dumb stuff or saying some dumb things. He may have been on a last warning type situation, but basically just says that it looks like she's dressed for the AVN Awards,
yeah.
Which is that really like ultra offensive?
No. In today's society, it is.
But am I now allowed to get offended if I'm a porn actress and you're saying that that's an offensive thing because it's not offensive to me.
Me either.
See? Everything's offensive to somebody. Everybody's a big, giant baby.
I totally get that. Well, no, I really don't. If you're going to... Why is it that all this, everything is now off limits in terms of commenting on things? I mean, we've all said things that, okay, maybe that was wrong. And probably, fortunately, we don't work for a big company, or by now we both probably have been buried
and
we'd be gone. But you know, I mean, guys making a joke. It's like, you look like you're doing the adult film awards as opposed to being a sideline reporter. Okay, I'm sorry. You guys can tell me that I'm wrong about this.
Yeah,
but I just don't see it as I just see it as a guy making a comment that maybe wasn't that funny, but he was trying to be funny. So we can't comment about anybody anymore? And we're not allowed to comment about any female sideline reporters? I'm sorry. If that's the case, this show's never going to last because, you know, I mean, if male or female, first off, sideline reporters are useless. I think that is the most useless job in sports, in the sports media industry. And I, which means, and a lot of them are female. So does that mean I'm anti-female?
I don't know.
I don't care who you throw out there. It's just kind of be stupid. You know, you just got to be stupid. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why. And so Penny says, you're wrong. Okay, how? How am I wrong? Tell me how. Not just, oh, you're wrong. You're allowed to disagree with me, but explain to me why. Why is that a big deal? And I think this is part of the whole societal problem. It gets to something I mentioned last segment, that everybody's just getting so offended and pissed off about everything. And everybody's on edge. And so, oh, you can't say that. I mean, I don't know how comedy's going to survive this, man. I don't. I mean, how can you be a comedian?
It is tough.
So, you know, and give me a little more. It's about what he said. Well, what? What about? How so? Give me some details, man. I'm being serious. I just want to know why you think that's so offensive. And yeah, it's going to take a few minutes to actually type it out on there. I don't, you know, just, he's wrong. You're wrong. This, that's not enough for me. I want to know why. Why is it so offensive what he did? That's all.
And God forbid somebody explain their position and change your mind and you learn and become a better human for something.
Which has happened, by the way. And he just said, you know what he said. See, that's a kind of lame-ass discourse. Now
you know what he said.
What he said. I told you what he said. Tell me why it's offensive. Why it's so bad. And because it's a woman? Listen, it's just like I was talking about those guys. If you're going to be public and do a job like this and do something like that, it's going to get out there. If you're doing a public job, TV, radio, anything, you're out there. People get in here on the Twitch all the time and tell me how fat and disgusting I am. Guess what? Yeah, I am. Great.
But you ate a burger with no patty today to try to fix it.
I did. Yeah. And nothing else on it, actually. A little bit of salt. Just a little bit of salt.
Salt's okay. Yeah. Can we take a quick moment to breeze through? I'll say breeze through because, I mean, I don't want to get into a deep discussion on any of these topics, but there, because we did talk a lot of the social justice stuff and the you know, Black Lives Matter and police shootings and stuff like that when sports were happening less, I was told last night it would probably be wise for us to, you know, at least give updates when they happen. A few different updates. The guy that was shot and killed in Pennsylvania yesterday, and apparently there's riots now in Pennsylvania. The guy that was like chasing the cop with a knife, I don't feel bad for him. Maybe he was, maybe he had a mental issue. Don't care. Like, because if I'm in the same situation and a guy is running at me with a knife, I would shoot him too. And I would ask later if he had mental issues or not, because that's not my job to figure out. If a guy's got mental issues, how about don't give him a knife, okay? Secondly, the cops that got shot in L.A. I mean, and here's the other thing. This is pretty simple. I can be a person who is disgusted by police shooting unarmed men and the unarmed people in general in the country, and I am a person who's disgusted by it. I can also be a person who's disgusted by random people going up and shooting cops just because they're cops. Like, that doesn't make anything better. That doesn't make anything right. Like, how you think that possibly fixes anything? It's not – we can't make this – nothing's going to get better if we try to make this a war between, you know, citizens and police. That's not going to help things. That's all that's going to do is get more people killed, honestly. It's a bad call. It's a shame that happened. It's a shame anybody who tried to stop the ambulance. It's ridiculous. As a society, we should all be better than this. Now, that said, there's a lot of people saying, well, why hasn't LeBron James spoken out?
Well, and the sheriff said he should match the reward money.
Okay. Now, here's my question. Because LeBron outspoken about when these citizens are being shot by police, he's been outspoken about it. But here's the thing. How many people who are on the side, the pro-police side of this, like who think that all these killings are justified, how many famous people were coming out and saying, you know what, I'm going to match this amount of money if this officer is actually convicted because this is wrong. They're not doing that. So why is there an expectation for LeBron to do that?
Well, here's first off, I don't know why they wanted to bring him into this, but I think part of it is he's kind of set himself up as this social justice leader,
okay,
and a leader in his community. And so, yeah, he is going to be asked to do things like that. He is going to be, and that's totally fine. He doesn't have to. He can pick and choose what he wants. I mean, this is America. We're supposed to be able to do that, right? But I don't think it's wrong for them to want him to have something to say about it because he set himself up that way. He is a leader in the community. And if you're going to sit here and rip him for the things that he does, then you got to rip him for the things he doesn't if you don't agree with him. And that's okay. But he's more than a basketball player. Can we agree on that?
Of course.
And so, yeah, I don't have a problem with them saying, hey, LeBron, what do you say about this? People, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. He doesn't have to have an opinion on it. He doesn't have to get involved. But, you know, he also got a lot of criticism for the whole China thing. And I can justify that easily. It's like you want to take care of things at home. All right, well, here's something at home. And, yeah, I don't see any problem with them saying, hey, we'd like you involved. We'd like your opinion. I also don't see a problem if he says, oh, this is not something I want to be involved in. This is America. You should be able to do what you want. But he is more than a basketball player now. So people want his opinion.
And let me get one more while we're on this. We've hit two. Let's hit one more because today the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky has said that they're going to pay $12 million to Breonna Taylor's family, which is on the surface fine and good, but there's still no charges for these officers and they're still admitting no wrongdoing. And again, I don't have every detail in the case. In fact, if you're some conspiracy theorist, you also don't have all the details in the case. None of us have all the details in the case because they're not being made public to everyone, and I'm guessing for good reason. What I do have a problem with, if I lived in Louisville, Kentucky, that $12 million that's being paid to Breonna Taylor's family, that's you paying it. That's tax money. That's not like – there's not just a fund of – like the mayor has – oh, well, I'm the mayor. I've got $12 million extra bucks. I'll give her this, and this will make everything go away. No, the city of Louisville decided we're going to pay Breonna Taylor's family with your money. I've got a problem with that. That doesn't seem like any kind of real justice to me. So I don't know what the answer is, but I don't feel like using taxpayer money to pay off the family of someone involved in, again, there's people who will say, if I call her a victim, I mean, she died. To me, she's a victim. She's dead either way. And there's people who will say, well, she's not necessarily a victim. That's fine. Whatever you think, that's fine. Like I said, none of us have all the details. But taxpayers having to foot that bill is like the least American thing ever. It should be. It's ridiculous.
And, yeah, well, it really concerns me in that you allegedly still haven't finished your investigation. And I've been wanting to say these investigations take a lot longer than people want in almost every crime. They're still investigating the house break-in from 3 years ago that we had. So everything takes longer than you want. Everybody wants immediate justice, and it's not easy to do that. But, boy, when you're going to make this kind of admission, that's a bad sign.
Well,
man.
It's not an admission. They said they accept no responsibility.
Uh-huh. But here's
they were
here's
just giving $12 million out of the goodness of their heart.
I think it's just it certainly means that at some point somebody's getting charged. Has to be. But see, there you go. We did three things there. Nobody yelled. Nobody screamed. Well, of course, I haven't read any of the comments yet. So
yeah, that's true. Wait till we get on Twitch and Twitter. We'll see what dummies we are.
Yeah, well, we know we're dummies, but I don't care. I'm a happy dummy. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as well.
It's a little bit harder, man.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Yeah. are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And 713 says, I got news for you, Fred. The cops stopped looking for your bicycle about 5 minutes out. It wasn't just the bicycle. It was all of my credit cards and driver's license. And they arrested a guy for impersonating me using my driver's license. And I still haven't heard what happened with that. They were supposed to return all my stuff. And they also stole the wife's laptop computer, which contained a lot of sensitive information in regards to her corporation. So they had, you know, they had to wipe all that. So it wasn't just a bicycle theft. I want to make that clear. There was a lot of crap that they took, and I've been dealing off and on with identity theft ever since. So, you know, they called me. They called me and said, hey, we've got your driver's license, and this guy was pretending to be you. Do you want to press charges? Like, yes, absolutely.
Get him.
And
then you never hear from it again.
And yeah, that was almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Haven't heard word. So,
several people, I think two people so far have said, how do we find the late hits Twitch replay? I'll be honest, I have no idea how that works. So I don't know how you go back and find old stuff. So.
They've put it on the Twitch a couple times. The guy who told me about it last night sent me a link to it. So I know it's on there, but if you just get on the Twitchers know this stuff, man, they're smarts. So just get on there and they'll tell you what to do. Because I didn't know. He just sent me the link and I couldn't stop laughing. So, to the 713 guy who's got a question about an altercation, very long text. I think you need to talk to a lawyer. I don't think we can give you any advice on that. I can't, other than you better talk to a lawyer.
Let's talk to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sports guys.
What up?
Hey, quick question for you. I usually call in every so often when there's a good UFC fight coming up on the weekend, and I like to get AJ's perspective on it. It's a stacked card, as you know, and the main event is obviously a very long awaited one, and I just wanted to see how you think that one's going to play out. Woodley's kind of a counter fighter, likes to back up, and we know Covington's pressure that he can bring, but I don't think there would ever be more of a satisfying knockout than seeing Woodley knock him out. And also, do you think Woodley would retire if he loses this weekend? So I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know if Woodley would retire. I don't know. It's a proud dude, but I've long thought that Colby Covington is not as good as he thinks he is. He's a very one-dimensional dude. So my guess is Woodley beats him. I don't have I haven't gotten down to a round or a method, but I don't think he would. And if I think Woodley's still got too much earning potential, and he hasn't really had the fight yet that's like a big money fight. So I don't think he's walking away just yet. Although, I mean, he loses to Colby Covington and knocks him out of any kind of title scene for the foreseeable future, unfortunately for him. So, but yeah, very good card this weekend, including Donald Cerrone, Nico Price, which should be a banger. Our boy Ryan Spann fighting Johnny Walker. Pretty much the prospect that I was waiting to see, this guy named Khamzat Chimaev, who's like a Dagestani via Sweden, but he's basically a baby Khabib, and he's just ragdolling people, and he's gonna fight. And then Mackenzie Dern, who is one of the most interesting lady fighters, just because her jiu-jitsu game is so unreal, but she's fighting as well. So really, really solid card, all on ESPN Plus, so freebie. I recommend checking it out.
Awesome. Awesome.
And that's the last one before next week. September 26th is the pay-per-view. So UFC 253. So this will be the last one before that.
Hey, can I talk about NBA 2K21?
Yes, please.
Because we've all been waiting for this, right?
I've been waiting for it. Yeah. I'm waiting for Courtney to get me my copy.
Yeah, that was my first response was, yes, please, Xbox. NBA 2K21 features cover star Damian Lillard on the standard edition.
Dame time, Fred.
And on the Mamba Forever edition, the legendary Kobe Bryant. There's a whole new My Career story, a new beachside neighborhood, and a refined My Team experience. This year, my players will start in high school, then go from one of 10 officially licensed colleges, then on to the NBA stardom. My Team this year gives you new ways to play, earn, and draft. Build your own dream team. NBA 2K21 is a celebration of every part of basketball culture, the game, the clothes, the music. Explore an all-new beachside neighborhood in NBA 2K21 and live out your best life in an action-packed basketball community. NBA 2K21, everything is game, out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia. Rated E for everyone. There you go. I just wanted to tell the people about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to looking forward to playing that. I've burned out on Madden pretty quick.
I will say the My Player on this, like I was reading last night about the My Player on NBA 2K21. It's really interesting to me because you do things like you can either, when you get to the NBA draft, because you do, like, you get to pick your college because you start in high school. And then when it's time for you to go to the draft, you either you go with this dude who's been like an old family friend of yours, or you go with the big time agent. You have to choose which agent you're going to sign with. And it's but I think it's pretty interesting. So I'm excited about that game.
Yeah, I am too. Because I've been playing the golf game, and I said I kind of burned out on Madden pretty early, just because, you know, I don't have fun playing the Texans with Bill O'Brien, and then so I'm waiting for NHL to come out, and I'm looking forward to, definitely looking forward to the NBA. 832 asks, when will you guys be back in Pearland? I don't know, but we're ready to rock and roll and get back out. So if you've got a place that wants to have us, sales@galmedia.com, and
here's the choices for where you can, if you're on NBA 2K21, your college choices.
Okay.
Michigan State, okay. UConn, which, by the way, UConn, come on. When have they been good?
It's been a while. It's been a spell.
Florida, Gonzaga, Texas Tech. Interesting.
There's a little recency bias there, I guess.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Villanova, West Virginia.
Almost heaven.
UCLA.
Probably going to UCLA out of that group.
Hmm.
Just because that's the only sexy one. There's no Kentucky?
No Kentucky. Michigan State, I think, would still be. I mean,
yeah, Michigan State's pretty good.
Michigan State and UCLA.
You just have to live in East Lansing.
What we would consider the blue blood programs. I would probably choose between those second tier, Villanova. Although Philadelphia is probably not a very fun place to live. Or Gonzaga. I may go to Gonzaga.
Yeah, you like that part of the country.
Though. Yeah.
I'm UCLA. Done. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Just keep breaking the threads. Not holding down to the head.
ESPN 97.5.